Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 7:44. Coming up before the coach at the top of the hour, Kenny from the 30-30 has a prepared statement.
Oh, no.
He has written a prepared statement. He will take no questions.
Wow.
He would like to do that. And there's a lot of other ground to cover here, but Jonesy, I'm going to risk losing your respect right now.
Okay, what do you got?
I, 2 weeks ago, suffered a very serious panic attack.
Yeah.
And when I learned, I kind of knew during the game that Brooks had bailed because he had one of these.
Yeah.
I had no sympathy. None whatsoever.
I don't lose respect for you.
And, what I said was, get your ass out there. We got to win the game. You can't be panicky because you got Dillard out there instead of Lane Johnson. Play the football game. And that is why I now need to see a doctor. Rhea, would you please do the honors of this fine gentleman?
Dr. Timothy Ackerman on our NovaCare segment. Orthopedic surgeon with Arlington Orthopedics in Harrisburg. He completed his fellowship with the Eagles and Flyers. And Dr. Ackerman, team doctor for several high schools, pro soccer team, the Islanders, and the Big 33.
Doc, let me start with a tough question for you. What's easier to treat, a physical problem or a mental one?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. That's a great question. And most of the time, treating a physical problem for us as orthopedic surgeons or in the medical community is a lot easier than treating a mental one.
All right, because he came back from Achilles surgery in record time. This guy we know is a warrior, Doc. And then before some games, he feels this feeling that he cannot, that doesn't allow him to play. What do you do as a doctor?
These are very tough situations. The game at this level, any game at this level, is very mental. It's almost as much mental as it is physical. And the ability to think clearly, to concentrate, to run plays, analyze the field, your mental acuity, split-second decisions are all part of this game. And when you have, you know, a condition like this, it's you can't focus on things. So for us as physicians to try to treat this, is very, very difficult to try to analyze the patient, the player, and determine what his moods are and what his thoughts are, and to try to treat this condition. It's a real condition. You know, they call it an illness, but it is a really deep condition and one that affects a lot of people, and it's difficult to treat.
Doc, I got to tell you what's weird about this, because I had this panic attack myself, and the flight attendant, Ms. Karen Hebert, talked me through the whole flight in a very confined space where I was freaking out. And I was hearing what was going on with Brooks, and I'm going, they need a Karen Hebert, that they need somebody there that can keep him on the field, that could talk to him. Is that even a possibility? Is that part of a medical staff when you're on the sideline?
Yes, part of the treatment in these is, and it's becoming more and more popular, is a sports psychologist. When patients have injuries, what they go through mentally after this, the mental preparedness they need, they don't often have. And so having a person just like that, and you brought up a very good point, most people who have never gone through this don't have any idea of what that patient is going through. And we can't relate. Most of us who have not been through that can't relate. And so that person that's going through that does need that kind of person, a sports psychologist, a person even who has experience in these issues, and somebody perhaps who has been through it before can walk them and talk them through this. That mental part of this condition is significant. And there are only a select few people who can actually relate to that person and walk this person through that condition and help treat that.
Well, I feel like I now know what he experienced, and I still have virtually no sympathy. I need him in the game. We got to win the game. All right, Doc, one other thing I need to know. This is also really getting on my nerves. Jordan Howard has now missed almost a month with what is called a stinger, a neck shoulder thing. Josie, you have had these, right?
Yeah. They normally don't last this long.
Doc, how is it taking so long to get the guy back? He's a key runner. Why can't he come back from a stinger?
Yeah, stingers and burners, they're often acute injuries that occur to the injuries in the nerves in the neck, shoulder. It's either a compression or a stretch with impact. Your head either goes towards or away from that branch of nerves that comes out of your neck into your shoulder. A lot of times these patients get electric shock or numbness or warm sensation, but they can also get weakness and neck pain. And if you have weakness and or neck pain, you cannot play until those symptoms go away. Most of the time it lasts minutes, but it can last days and weeks. And you don't want to keep re-injuring these nerves. So if you have those conditions, and if it lasts more than several days, sometimes advanced imaging is necessary. And a lot of times you'll see that they're with recurrent stingers, you'll see these special neck rolls or elevated shoulder pads. Often we refer to those as spider pads or cowboy collars. But the problem here is if it lasts longer, there can be some damage to nerves that you have to let heal. If you continue damaging those nerves, you can end up with permanent damage. And when it lasts longer than this, it sometimes does take those nerves a little longer to heal, depending on the severity of those. So we can't force those patients back in. We really have to let that weakness resolve or the neck pain, because if we don't, there can be serious consequences down the road.
Makes sense. That's why the NovaCare physicians are the finest in the land. Dr. Ackerman, an honor to have you on our show. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
By the way, Ruben Frank, after the he's as frustrated by these injuries. Really, Seattle was missing Jadeveon Clowney, who is a great player.
Yes.
But otherwise, they were healthy. We had four, if you want to include Sproles, five major contributors to the offense all out simultaneously. After earlier in the season, we had the whole secondary wiped out.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
And I'm going, you know what? At the end of the year, this is what Ruben Frank said. At the end of the year, they should tear the whole thing down and try to figure out why the Eagles have more injuries than everybody else, why they can't rehab people as quickly, why they can't get guys back on the field when other guys... And they had a guy on the other team who's in the hospital for three days.
Lockett. Yeah, Lockett. He came and played.
And he was able
made
to play.
Made a nice catch.
He made a nice catch in the end zone, right? So tell me how we can't get our players back on the field. The other teams can't.
And Seattle's a good team to compare the Eagles to. They've turned their team around quickly. They added Josh Gordon.
Yep.
They drafted Metcalf, the wide receiver.
And they got Clowney.
And they have Clowney.
They're running their team better than we are.
Well, they just changed on the fly, and they did a very good job with it. Now look at the wins that they're picking up along the way.
All right. One other thing I want to bring up here before the coach comes on. Player on the Seahawks, KJ Wright, said after the game that the Seahawks knew exactly what the Eagles were doing on offense. They were calling out the plays before they ran them on certain downs and distances, especially on the tight end screens, that they knew what the Eagles were doing, which I would say is an indictment of the offensive coordinator and the head coach.
Well, who didn't know what the hell they were doing? They
threw the tight end, right? Yeah. We all kind of had an idea.
Come on,
what they
man!
Were
they
doing.
Don't have. They don't have. What do you? What else are they gonna do?
Right,
I mean, unless
I won't ask that question. I got plenty of others I want to get to.
Unless the offensive line was giving it away because you have a guy out of position.
Could hear them yelling though. The play that was coming.
Yeah.
Here's one more. Could someone explain to me the technique used by Ronald Darby on the 58-yard touchdown run?
No tackle technique, it's called.
Darby got to him around the 10-15-yard line
and attempted to bump him. Yeah.
Al, he was running in the clear.
Like he was magnetically opposed
Darby
to him.
Darby made no effort to actually tackle him. He bumped him.
It would have been a great hit in an arena, but
and
there was
I would
no
like
boards there.
Now, Doug Peterson, to explain to us if that's the tackling technique they're employing during practices.
Yep.
Because I don't think it is, Al. I didn't find it effective.
He did pose for the pitcher, though, when he had that turnover. He was down there.
Thank you, Jones. I wasn't clear on this.
It was good. He forgot about it quickly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest Eagles fans we have is Kenny from the Dirty 30. And he has decided not to speak spontaneously today, Al. He has created a prepared statement. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Kenny from the Dirty 30. Hi, Ken.
Ladies and gentlemen of Philadelphia, I have the following comments directed to the following people. Number one, to Doug Peterson, whose play calling is reminiscent of Rich Kotite, cowardly and stupid. Two, the players who have decided to no longer be warriors and no longer be anything resembling a male. You are an embarrassment to the male gender. To Howie Roseman, who has decided to not field a professional football team. It was like watching the third preseason game of the year. To the medical staff, who cannot figure out a way to get players to come back. To Mother Nature, who has decided two Sundays in a row to have 50-mile-an-hour winds and crappy weather in the fall. To all of you, I say this. You suck! You suck! Go to you-know-where! I can't stand you right now! You are cowards! You are an embarrassment to this city, and I am very, very, very mad and embarrassed to say that I rooted for you. And finally, what you have done to Carson Wentz, his head is so screwed up, he doesn't know which way is up anymore, and you made him suck too. All of you, goodbye. Till next year, pitchers and catchers in 90 days.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny from the Dirty 30.
He'll be back.
Approves this message.
He'll be back.
He's quit.
Let's go to Butch and Maniunk, see what thoughts he has to share tonight. Hi, Butch.
Hey, Angelo.
What are you feeling right now, Butchie?
I'm going to be the only positive call you got all day.
All right.
I think we're going to run the table here.
Call us on Wednesday. We don't want to hear it today.
All right. And you're basing this on what, Butch, exactly?
It's a kid's table.
Well, listen, Ash. I'm down the end zone yesterday with my son and my grandson. That Darby play?
Yeah.
Darby had his back turned to the receiver. That guy caught the ball on the sideline and ran him back at Darby for 20 yards before he realized the guy was trying to block him.
Yeah.
And turned around and then just did that flag ball bump.
I'm
Carson
with you.
Carson Wentz is absolutely terrible yesterday.
Oh.
Okay, but here's the deal. I'm not just blaming him. Doug Peterson is terrible too.
Yep.
And I'm in that end zone when they went down and did that celebration. I'd like you to ask the coach today. They did that celebration. They're down 14 points. My kid turned to me and he said, Dad, when you were coaching, what would you – oh, my God, you would have went there and grabbed somebody. I wonder what he thinks about it. Am I that far removed like to today's game? You can just do that down 14 points? I'd have to be in somebody's face.
All right, Butch, I need to interrupt you for 1 second. When does the positive stuff begin?
When did you coach? And I want to see that team.
Butch, in all honesty – you said you were going to be the most positive caller, but you have not been at all positive yet.
Well, I'm just going over the things. Now I'm going to tell you what you got to do to change this around, Andy.
All right, now good. Well, I'm getting a good. All right, let me hear what we're doing to turn this around and run the table.
Rhea, you said it. You got to roll this guy out. For the last 8 quarters, I've been saying, what's this guy doing in the pocket? Ray Didinger said it. Something don't look right. And John, behind him from the end zone, just the gate that he goes up behind the center. It looks like he's bow-legged or something. Something ain't right here. There's no confidence. This guy is not comfortable in this pocket, and you cannot put him in this pocket with this line and these receivers. You basically got to roll this guy out. If nobody's open, get rid of the football. And these receivers got to run like a street game. It's run to whatever's open. You run your pattern, the guy's right on you. What are you going to do? You break off your pattern and you make it like go to the car, go to wherever. I mean, you got to just look for open space. Somebody's got to get open.
And you're very confident that if they employ this tactic, they will win.
Yeah, in the meantime, I think maybe they get Lane Johnson back. Maybe a thing goes here or there. They're playing 5 teams that are really terrible, man. You can beat every one of these teams. And if they don't beat them, I'll get a little bit away from Kenny. If they don't beat them, I don't blame nobody but their self, because it's all home cooking. It's all bad teams. And I don't care how bad what you got, what players you got. And it's up to these coaches, this offensive coordinator, and Doug, that was terrible yesterday. That offense was absolutely pathetic.
Butch,
I mean, people.
I'm so glad you were this positive. Butch,
very positive.
I love you. What a breath of fresh air that was.
So positive.
He's positive. They suck.
No, that was great.
The positive.
This is the only positive call you're going to think. Yeah. Then he trashed everybody.
Nice.
Annette is up next. Hi, Annette. Annette, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Annette.
I'm calling you. I'm on my way out of customs from the Bahamas. That's how pissed I am to be calling you from my Bahamas trip.
Oh, no.
I was in the sports bar yesterday wearing a Wentz jersey getting laughed at because of that plan he called himself doing. I am so upset right now. I'm calling you as I leave my ship. I couldn't even enjoy my vacation yesterday.
All right, hold on. Are you saying to me, Annette, that the Eagles are ruining your vacation to the Bahamas?
They ruined it. I'm coming back now. I'm getting off the ship as we speak. I was on hold just to let him know. Right. I am so pissed with Wentz. We should have won that game yesterday easily. I mean, even when everybody, he was hurt and stuff like that, there's just no excuse for him anymore. And had the nerve to have his jersey on, and then everybody's in the sports bar looking at me when he fumbles the ball and stuff. Yeah, Wentz is your man. What an embarrassment. All right. You need to quit making excuses for Wentz. He's the reason why we're not in such pretty in first place right now. So...
I appreciate where you. I feel terrible about your vacation and what Carson Wentz and the Eagles did to it. And Annette, I'm going to let you go because it sounds like you're crackling. I don't know if she was calling from the Bahamas.
She is on the ship.
But
she's just getting off the ship.
Now, one thing Jonesy's great at is getting film and getting it exactly right. Because one of the things Doug said yesterday is not true, mm-hmm. and he said that they did not quarterback sneak when it was 3rd and 1. With 9 minutes and change to go in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. because it was longer than they thought. Mm-hmm. Jonesy, you're looking at it right now. It's way less than a yard.
It looks like 8 inches.
It's less than a yard. It's ideal for a quarterback sneak, and they called the delayed run out of a shotgun formation.
That was so strange.
That was awful.
Yeah. Do you trust the quarterback to hold on to the ball?
100%.
85%.
He's been pretty successful on it, Al. Yeah. The quarterback stink. Al, when you're getting sacked, there's a little bit different. Yeah. You're getting crushed by 5 guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.